Nearly every part of Florida was affected by Hurricane Irma, including rural Highlands County, where more than 80% of the 100,000 residents remain without power. The staff at the Highlands News Sun saw their building damaged, but they've continued to publish throughout the storm and its aftermath, all while crammed into a conference room of a nearby business. WUSF's Mary Shedden spoke with editor Ramona Washington, who says the power of the hurricane surprised many locals.
I have talked with several people, residents as well as businesses, and everybody seems to have the same thought in mind, is that Hurricane Irma was a lot worse than Hurricanes Charley, Jean, and Frances, all three of which blew through here in 2004. Everyone that I have talked with about this has said that they feel like the Irma was worse than those three combined.
Are you without power right now?
Our office is. We do have power, but we have damage to the building, so we are all working from remote locations. The newsroom has worked at the Sebring Chamber office, and currently we are working from the Wells Motor Company conference room, and the advertising staff and customer service staff are working from in on the lakes. But we are all working remotely, but we're in full force.
And one of the things you're doing is keeping the community up to date on your Facebook page. What are the biggest concerns when it comes to public safety right now?
We do have a high population of senior citizens who live here, and you know, just making sure that they're all taken care of. We've got tremendous lines at the gas stations. Anytime there's gas brought in, the lines are forming while the tankers are trying to unload, and the lines just go for long distances down the highway. And Polk County sent some sheriff's deputies in yesterday to help us, you know, make sure that everybody stays safe at the gas stations. And, of course, we still have a lot of power line trees that are blocking roads. So, you know, we've got a lot of things going on here. But we're trying to keep everybody informed, not only through our Facebook page, but also we've just been delivering to non-subscribers, our newspaper to non-subscribers, to keep those people who don't have power, don't have access to internet or Facebook, well informed of what's going on as well.
There are point of distribution locations throughout the county where they're distributing things like military rations and water, but even that, those sites are running out from time to time.
Yes, ma'am. I just received word, in fact, that they just ran out of MREs at the point of distribution. They ran out of water earlier this morning, but they did get more water in. So, yeah, people are lined up to get whatever they possibly can to help them through this.
So I've heard some of the power companies say is they focus on getting power back to the larger communities, the urban centers, so that they can get more people helped immediately. And folks who live in small, great small towns like Sebring and Avon Park, there is an understanding of that, but it's not like everyone has a generator in their homes. It must be getting really tough. I mean, you're talking day three and four without power now.
Yes, ma'am. It's been a little bit rough. You know, the garbage collection had been suspended until yesterday, but they have resumed that. So we were just sitting here talking a few minutes ago of how many of us have had to empty out our refrigerators and freezers of food. You know, the generators are getting supplies of generators in as quickly as they possibly can, but of course not everybody has them. The heat's a little bit rough, but we're all finding ways to deal with it and doing the best that we possibly can. Fortunately, we're a friendly community, and as with any kind of disaster, you know, neighbors are helping neighbors. We're kind of still, I think, in a state of shock around here. Everybody's still just in robot mode, doing what they know has to be done.
Is there anything that we in the Tampa Bay community can be doing to help out folks right now?
No, if anybody can find us power and gas and ice, that would be the most awesome thing. But no, other than that, just continue to pray for us.